Question number one for the lightning round. The eclipse happened this week. I want to know, would you prefer to celebrate the eclipse with Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart or Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun?
Oh, not even close. This is like the Total Eclipse of the Heart all the way. I mean, that was my jam when DJ Big Fun DJ at Stanford would come and play there. We had a DJ that would do all the dorm parties. It was called Big Fun. It had a shirt that just said Big Fun, which I of course had like seven of them. And yeah, Total Eclipse of the Heart was always the jam whenever it would come on. It was great. It was awesome. You're probably Black Hole Sun though, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. God. Yeah. All right.
Such a good song.
National Burrito Day was Thursday, April 4th. You know, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And
yes,
as of right now, what do you think is the number one way that you can screw up a burrito?
I ate a lot of burritos last week in California, and I determined that excess starch, you should not have too many potatoes or too much rice.
Yep.
It just makes your mouth dry and it eliminates all of the other flavors that are marrying together. So get rid of all the potatoes, get rid of all the rice, and we're good to go.
Yep, 100%. I discovered a new one too, but I'll tell you what that one is after the show.
Oh God, okay. I'm nervous about that. Okay, Chris, JCPenney opened their first new store in 8 years recently. If you had to shop at JCPenney right now for something, what would you buy?
Probably still home furnishings. I always thought JCPenney's had decent home furnishings, especially like on the linen side of things, towels and linens. So I'd probably go there for that.
All right.
Last one. What
is that? Wasn't it Lionel Richie's line? You're going to get Lionel Richie's like home decor bedding and stuff.
Damn it. Was he at JCP? I don't remember. Was he? Yeah.
So, but maybe I'm wrong.
One of the best conversations I've ever heard at a retail conference was Lionel Richie, you know, saying life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. That was so profound. It's really true. I've thought about that a lot ever since he said it. All right. Last one. An Instacart driver reportedly shot and killed Angie Harmon's dog recently.
What?
Yeah, this is a true story. And it made me think exactly of you because what has been your worst gig driver experience of late? I know you've had one.
Yeah. Well, I alluded to it earlier, but I had a Lyft driver taking us to the airport who was just stalled out. And then I called because we started running late for our flight. And he was in the bathroom of a gas station just telling me that he needed 5 more minutes, which has never happened to me before. And then proceeded to pick us up 25 minutes late and left my suitcase in the middle of the street. Did not put the suitcase in the car. So I had got to the airport running late, no time to go back and get the suitcase. Worst gig driver experience of my life. Although then when we got to California, we had the same DoorDash delivery driver 2 nights in a row, delivered our stuff to the wrong house both times. And I actually like physically talked to him. I walked out and was like, we're actually this house here, came the second night, delivered it to the wrong house again. So I've been on a roll of bad experiences lately. Yeah.
And that is truly, truly a crappy experience. All right. Happy birthday today to Mandy Moore, Haley Joel Osment, and to the man who once played Stingo in Sophie's Choice, the great Peter McNichol. And remember, if you can only read or listen to one retail blog in the business, make it OmniTalk, the only retail media outlet run by two former executives from a current top 10 U.S. retailer. Our Fast Five podcast is the quickest, fastest rundown of all the week's top news. And our daily newsletter, the Retail Daily Minute, tells you all you need to know each day to stay on top of your game as a retail executive, and also features special content that is exclusive to us and that Ann and I take pride in doing just for you. Thanks as always for listening in. Please remember to like and leave us a review wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts or on YouTube. You can follow us today by simply going to youtube.com/OmniTalkRetail. So until next week, and on behalf of all of us at OmniTalk Retail, as always, be careful out there.